There's an army that is rising out of dry bones. Global Burden Bearers, a home of encounters, transformation, and miracles by the power of God. A place where rooted, rugged, and dogged generous are raised. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onisha. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated, on Instagram and Telegram at Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. Sit back and listen as the president of the ministry, Pastor Victor Onisha, bring forth God's words.
Lord, we give you praise for this afternoon. The scripture said, as you speak, the Spirit entered into me. We dedicate the first service to you and the second service to you. We make demand that, Lord, your hand be strong upon us on this mountain. Lord, I, your privileged servant, I decree that you increase in me. Lord, as I teach your word, I ask that Jesus alone be glorified. We make demand that your word may come with power, your word may come with fire. Let Jesus alone be glorified. It's a vow, it's a commitment. The glory is yours. We will not share in your glory. Take all the praise, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. To your left, to your right, welcome somebody. Shake the hand of somebody. Do it better. Do it better. Welcome somebody to God's house. Shake the hand of somebody. Hallelujah. I want to bless God for what God is doing on this mountain. Day by day, it has been lines upon lines, precept upon precept. As we go through the pages of the scripture this afternoon, I'm trusting God that you are going to hear the voice of Jesus through my lips, and your life, your destiny will not remain the same in the mighty name of Jesus. We are still on our series on covenant of wealth. Covenant of wealth. And today we are going to pay attention to wisdom keys in handling, stabilizing, and multiplying finances. Wisdom keys to handling, stabilizing, and multiplying finances. Our first scripture for today, the book of Proverbs chapter 4. Everyone, Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 18. The Bible said, but the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. The path of the just is a shining light. It's a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. As a father, I have looked upon every one of us, and I have discovered that there are so many of us that God has been faithful to us, that on a monthly basis, money comes to your hand. There are many of us that we are salary earners. Money comes to you, and as the month is ending, money is coming to your hand. There are many of us that we are in two business. We do one or two handwork, and God has been faithful. It has been one contract to another. There are something about that God even favored, that certain money entered into our account. I know of a few persons that God helped during when they were releasing COVID-19. It entered your account. But so many times when I look upon such persons, as time goes on, we don't see the money again. You see somebody working and is collecting 50,000 at the end of the month, 100,000 at the end of the month, 200,000 at the end of the month, doing business. But when we look upon the person, or when I pay a visit as a father, I don't tend to see what the money has really yielded in your life on your business platform. So it has troubled me. So as a father, I'm bringing perspective to all this afternoon. And I'm trusting God that you are going to value what you are going to hear. If you are here, say amen. So what are the wisdom keys in handling, in stabilizing, and multiplying finances or resources? Wisdom key number one is what I call embrace good management. Embrace good management. When money comes to your hand, God expects you to manage the money wisely. When money comes to your hand, God expects you to give your best. When money comes to your hand, God expects you to use the money wisely, not foolishly. Many of us, the reason why God has not blessed us the way you wanted to bless you, because you are a poor manager. You waste resources. You use money anyhow. You hear people say money will always come. If you live with that mentality, you will die and you will not have any investment on ground. We knew people that were working. I know of a particular man that was working in First Bank. First Bank. He was one of the managers. During that time when money was coming to his hand, he was married to a beautiful woman, had beautiful children. But this man was following young ladies, pursuing ladies around. Wasted his money, squandered his money. And while he retired, up till now he's still living in a rented apartment. From 3-bedroom flat, they relocated to 2 rooms, face me, I face you. So I want to say here this afternoon, this is a platform that unleashed wisdom to God's people. Apart from the prophetic, apart from the healing and deliverance and every one of that, there's an aspect of wisdom that you need. For the matters of finances, the Lord has asked me to preach it hard. So that your life can become colorful. So that you can grow in grace. You can serve God. And God, because of the way they look upon your life is arranged. Holy Ghost filled. Naira what? Loaded. Very important. So when you know how to till the ground, that is when God will send the rain. So if you don't know how to till the ground, God will never send the rain towards your direction. Somebody might be asking, Pastor, my life is full of stress. The reason why your life is full of stress, you don't know how to manage. You don't know how to manage God's resources. As we go on this journey this afternoon, the Lord is going to help us in the mighty name of Jesus. You discover that so many times, unbelievers, you see money flowing in their direction. I know of an unbeliever man that has landed properties all over Makurdi. He doesn't go to the four walls of the church, but he knows when money comes to his hand, he knows how to invest. He knows how to multiply the money. You agree with me that most of all the big shops, most of all the big shopping mall in our state, it's unbelievers that owns it. They know how to multiply the resources. But we in church, we know how to speak in tongues. But after this service, you speak in tongues and you know how to invest your money wisely. If you are here, say amen. Now, what are the principles of good management? By God's Spirit this afternoon, I'm trusting God to give us 5 principles of good management. I want the rain to fall on my life. I want favor. I want God to bless me. I want God to change my finances. I want the rain to fall. Then we need to know the principles of good management. Principle number one is what I call possess a clear vision. Possess a clear vision. The book of Proverbs 29 verse 18. Possess a clear vision. Proverbs 29 verse number 18.
Proverbs 29 verse number 18.
Yes.
Where there's no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
Where there's no vision, the people perish. Where there's no vision, the people squander the money anyhow. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Beloved, hear this. To handle, stabilize, and multiply finances or resources, you must possess a clear vision. Must possess a clear vision. Note this. Resources perish or is wasted without vision. Resources are wasted where there's no clear vision. Resources perish where there's no clear vision. What we are saying by this is, if 10 million naira enters into your hand, what are you going to use it for? If you know what to use it for, it is said you have vision. If 10 billion enters your hand, what are you going to use it for? If you know what to use it for, it is said you have vision. As a ministry, as God bless the ministry, we go out for a crusade, we buy equipment. We don't waste the money, we invest the money. As a person, as soon as money enters my hand, I and my wife, we invest it. We invest. It is after we remove our covenant practice, number one, I remove my tithes. Number two, I remove my prophet offering. Then I remove all of my king. There's a particular amount I sow into this ministry every month. Every month. Without fail. Then we remove feeding money. Then the rest go for investment. It's either invest in the pharmacy. Okay, take this amount. Buy more drugs. Very important. I will tell you the truth. So you must possess what? A clear vision. Businessmen and women, it is said you have a clear vision if you go into daily contribution, weekly contribution, monthly contribution. There are people that on a daily basis that do daily contribution. 500, 1,000, as the case may be. I know of a man that does 1,000 every day without fail. Presently, my wife was telling me that the wife told her that they are already building their personal house and they started the foundation and they have taken it to roofing level. Because the man was saving every day. Businessmen and women, hear this. Angel Gabriel will not come from heaven to tell you save. It is wisdom that tells you as a businessman to save. Now, if your business is still the same, the last time I came to dedicate it, if this business is still like that, they said that you need wisdom. So constantly, you save. There are people that save for 6 months, and they receive the money and buy more materials and invest on that their business. Very important. And why others, what they spend their money to do is to buy clothes, buy shoe. They like doing ashebi for other ladies. How much for this shoe? 21,000 naira. And they don't have any investment anywhere. They don't save. No. If you are here, say amen. So we said, resources perish or is wasted without vision. Note this. Opportunities are wasted without vision. Opportunities are wasted without vision. If people that you are seated down here hearing the sound of my voice, you are in your teens. You will not be in your teens forever. A time will come, you will enter into your 20s. And possibly that you are here in your 20s. A time will come, you enter into your 30s. You enter into your 40s, into your 50s. It's what you do now that set the space for tomorrow. Very important. It's what you do now that set the space for tomorrow. I knew that a time will come, I'm going to preach the gospel. So I went to Bible school. So in Bible school, I was the youngest. I entered into Bible school when I was in my teens. Preparing for now. I started learning computer engineering those days so that I can have one or two things to do. I started learning business and all of that. So when I discovered that it was clear that it was ministry God was calling me to, I gave it full time. Mommy, daddy, hear this. It is clear now that it's business that God wants you to do. Now, give your best to that business. Catch a vision for that business. In other words, tell yourself, this business will feed me, it will clothe me. From this business, I'm going to build a house, I'm going to buy a car. My children will continue from there. One of my sons is going to become a pharmacist. He's the one we are going to hand over the pharmacy to. Very important. My first son is already an apostle. Do you get it now? So he will join me to do ministry. You see God's servant Ojedepo, you see God's servant Polynesia, they are doing ministry. So I have a vision for everything I do. So do you have one? If you don't have one, your business just started 1 year. Then you started buying Hollandis, 50,000 naira. They called for a meeting in the village and they said they needed to build the village primary school or they needed to make the road. And you know that your business, you are just starting it up, so you want to prove a point. Then you wear your George and wear your Hollandis or whatever with high heat. Then you go to the village. Then they say, anyone have anything to say? Say yes. I give 200,000 naira. And the money you have for business is 500,000 naira. It's lack of wisdom. Do you get it now? It's lack of what? So it takes vision for you to be able to manage your money wisely. If you are here, say amen. That amen is looking for my trouble. Note this. Everyone that's a waster or anything, everything is wasted where vision is absent. Everything is wasted where vision is absent. Everything is wasted where vision is absent. Hear this. I, as a person, the way God started with me, he started with me from the scratch. Okay, can I say this? Now, I pastored the church for several years, and we're not on salary. So a time came after several years, and they said, okay, let's give them transport allowance. Now, transport allowance was 7,500. 7,000 what? 500. I just finished my marriage, and I and my wife were married now. She left her job in Abuja to join me in Makurdi. And the Lord asked me to quit the job I was doing. And he told me to face global burden bearers. I'm already married. Lord, why this instruction now that I'm married? Okay. So when I related the matter to my wife told me clear. He said, the Lord told me that you are not a pastor, you are an apostle. And the Lord told me that it's global burden bearers that is our ministry. So this pastoral assignment, what God have told you, obey. So while I was working as the PA to Gospel River Phoenix, I had to write my resignation letter and take to him. So meaning, no salary again, right? So it will be from the church, 7,500. You know the truth? We lived with 7,500 for 3 months. How? She was a good manager. So the 7,500, we lived our life on it. And you will see us with suit on Sunday, smiling. You will be happy. But it's I and her that knows that it is 7,000 what? 500. It was after 3 months, God gave me a job. Then we started receiving 25,000. So 25,000 plus 7,500. Then it was 30 something thousand we were receiving. And God had to test me from the scratch. And do you know what? From the 7,500, I was still pay tight, roll my prophet offering. Somebody's laughing in the crowd. Yes! Because I am a covenant practitioner. I had to start from the scratch again. Then God started building me gradually. Now today's story. God is faithful. So at every level, you can manage what comes to your hand. You can manage it. Now, those days, 7,500, that time I had a bike. I call it Prado Jeep. I had a Prado Jeep with two tires. If we are passing through Tito, I and my wife, we probably will carry our face and face this side. Meaning, your God is not part of the equation. If she goes to the market, those meat region, she will escape that place. But today, we can't escape that place. Today we can't even escape the chicken and things like that. You get it now. So at every point in time, you can start from what? From somewhere. And do you know what? From the 7,500, we're still saving. Pastor, how? Eva, those times, there's this kind of stew that my wife made. Jesus is Lord. And it was very sweet. So mommy, at every point in time, they are stew and they are what? Don't prove a point to anyone. You have a vision. Now, I remember my wife telling me, said, today we might be eating this, but I know that a time is going to come, we have assorted meat in the fridge. It is confirmed today. So, it was Bishop David that said, life is in phases, men are in what? In size. You will not remain at this level forever. Meaning, at this point, just have the vision and manage what God puts in your hand at this level. And grow to the next level. You are here, say amen. So just possess what? Vision. Hallelujah. Now I remember those times we had no fridge. So but I would tell my wife, please bring the juice from the fridge. There's no juice, but we're speaking faith. Please bring the Hollandia from the fridge. She would just go there and just go and carry it. There was no fridge. So she would just go to the kitchen and bring pure water. I said, sir, here is the Hollandia. What is faith? Faith what? Is the substance of things. Hope for evidence of things, not what? Now, right now, at this point of our life, you hear her come and say, so when is the next meeting in Dubai? I say, it's in 2 weeks' time. When is the next meeting in Turkey? That one, I think, is in 3 weeks' time. If you don't speak it, you can never see it. So, I am a man that has vision. So, you too possess vision for your life, for your destiny. I and my wife, we told ourselves that every state in Nigeria, we are going to have our estates. So when money comes to our hand, we don't waste it, we invest it. What is your vision? If you want to be a good manager, it is based on your vision. A guy collected COVID-19 loan and went and bought all kinds of clothes, all kinds of suits, did all kinds of things, and presently no money at hand. About 450 thereabouts. God gave you that money as an act of mercy. I was expecting you to start up a business at least with 300,000 naira. But you blew the money like that. What about those that collected creativity? That creativity came into your... No. There's something called the raining days. There's something called harvest time. Harvest time is where a farmer has so many yams, so many bags of rice and things like that. Then when rainy season begins to come, you know what happened now? So a good farmer will have to save some that is going to eat in the rainy days. Because during rainy season, it is time to plant. It's not time for harvest. So you see some person, their stomach will be empty. Why? They didn't prepare for what? For the rainy days. Lay your right hand in your chest and say, Lord, I receive wisdom to manage my finances well. Lift your voice as you make that your prayer. I receive wisdom to manage my finances well. I receive wisdom to manage my finances well. Write this down. Note this. You need a vision for your finances. Before money comes to your hand, you need vision for your finances. In other words, after this service, Lord, if 200,000 comes to my hand, this is what I want to do with the money. The next hour that's coming, this is what I want to do with the money. The next contract that's coming, this is what I want to do with the money. So you need vision for your finances on a constant. You need vision for what? For your finances. Very important. Before the money comes, plan it. Before the money comes, what do? You plan it. Now note this. Vision is fertilizer for productivity. Vision is fertilizer for productivity. When a man has vision, he becomes productive. So vision is fertilizer for productivity. Vision helps you to multiply your resources. Vision helps you to do wise investment. Vision helps you to multiply your resources. Hear me, never forget it. If you have vision, if we place 500,000 in your hand in January, we're expecting at least 1.5 million naira maybe December time. Meaning you are able to engage the money wisely, and you are able to save or do investment that can yield well for you. Now hear this. Part of the things that have helped me in life is savings. There are some of the things I and my wife were able to achieve. It was opportunity came to our doorstep and we grabbed it. Let's assume that this iPad goes for 500,000 naira. Now somebody lost maybe the mother and needed to go for burial and came to you and said, this iPad is 500,000 naira. But please just give me 100,000 naira. Just give me 100,000 naira. He's in need of money now. Now because of you have saved, it's just to go and remove the money and come and give to what? To him. That's how so many persons have bought cars. Somebody lost the father and needed money to be able to fix the father's burial. And a car of 1.5, he brings and says, please bring 500,000 here. And there's no issues with the car. When we talk about golden opportunity, this is what we are saying. Now, as a fashion designer, somebody wants to sell an industrial machine. The person wanted to travel out of Makurdi, wants to relocate. And you know that this industrial machine is 200,000 there. And the person comes to you and says, okay, give me 200,000 and carry it. Or give me 50,000 there. Just bring 50,000 there. Let me give it at a giveaway price. And as soon as you release the money, the person gives to you. Meaning God brought the golden opportunity your way. If you are here, say amen. This one major reason why you need to save. This one major reason why you need to invest. So we say vision helps you to multiply resources. And now, businessmen and women, those of us that does business that have to do with bush markets, you will agree with me that during time of harvest, things are cheap. And there are other seasons that the same thing you bought 10,000 naira, you can sell it for 30,000 because the price has gone up. Meaning you are able to duplicate the money. I know one of my daughter that she bought charcoal during that December time thereabout. Now the rain has started falling, the price has gone up. So she's able to multiply her resources. Somebody say wisdom. Somebody say vision. That's all you need. If you are here, say amen. So what are the principles for good management? Point number two now. Avoid waste. Avoid wastes. Proverbs chapter 18 verse number 9. Proverbs 18 verse number 9. Avoid wastes. Thank you, Jesus. It's your word, not like fire in my soul. It's your word, not like fire
in my soul.
It's your word, not like fire
in my soul.
Oh, it's your word, not like fire
in my soul.
Oh, it's your word. Lord,
it's your word, it's your word, not like fire in my soul.
Proverbs 18 verse number 9, everyone, fix your eyes on that scripture. Yes.
Proverbs 18 verse number 9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster.
The Bible said, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. In other words, the same water will carry a lazy man, and the same water now carry a man where they waste money. Can I go deeper now? Meaning, you are in the same category with a lazy man if you waste resources. Imagine a person collects his salary, and his salary is 100,000 naira. And meet a colleague in the office and say, please borrow me extra 50,000 naira. Let me buy a phone. A phone. Meaning, when I collect the next salary, I'm going to give you 50,000 naira. I'm going to return the money back. That guy is a waster. Phone, meaning all your salary for a month, then you added extra 50,000 to buy a phone. After the service, see me. I need to lay hands on you. So hear this. As a believer, you must do your best to avoid wastes. Note this. Wasters do not enjoy supernatural supplies. Once you are a waster, you do not enjoy supernatural supply. If I ask you right now, the salary you collected for last month, give account of it. If you cannot give account, you are a waster. Pastor, I don't even know what I used the money to buy you. Now, can I talk to all the young ladies in the house that like Indomie, spaghetti, sweet, biscuit, chewing gum, yogurt, ice cream? It's not correct. Now, can I talk to the young men that like suya? Suya. Every evening you will take a stroll. You have eaten semo and a busy soup. Then you top it with suya. At this age. And there's no money in your bank account. Hear this. Can I talk to the married men in the house? Then you go out. Then you go and buy that full chicken. And you do it after every two days. Two days. Now calculate that money. Put it together. You are eating your future today. You are still living in a rented apartment. If I'm your landlord, I will increase your rentage. It's not correct. Mommy, there are some time you need to talk to your husband. Honey, let's secure a future for our children. One of the things that my late dad did and my mom that's alive in the service, they made up their mind to save. A time came, my mom told my dad, let's stop this rentage thing. Let's settle it. They got a land, built a house. So all the landlord, we sacked them. Not the landlord coming to give you quick notice. We gave the landlord quick notice. We don't rent your house again. Then you are in your own apartment. Then you start developing it. Very important. Then you send your children to school. By God's grace, every member of my family, we are graduates. They did their best to train us. But their husband and wife, they have not trained their children. Even their first son has not gone to school. Nobody has gone to school. And you need to see the kind of things that they eat. Any man that drinks doesn't have wisdom. He goes to the beer parlor and wastes everything. That money is the money that God wants you to use to build estate. And they go every day. Give me two golden. Give my friend one stout. If you put that money together for 1 year, that man has raised the building. So in case you are here, hearing the sound of my voice, you drink, you are wasting your future. A time will come, you will look for money like this, you will not have. I know of a man that he will be begging people for money. Matured man, begging people for money. If you give him money, he's going straight to the beer parlor. Who did this to you? Begging. Then when he gets the money, he goes to the beer parlor. It's not correct. Mommies, there are certain food that you should eat tomorrow, not now. So that your children can go to school. You must avoid waste. Avoid it as much as possible. Avoid waste as much as possible. Then there are others that when they go to the market, if you give them 20,000, I say 20,000 is not enough. Oh. With the calibers of things I need to buy, 100,000 there. Now, begin to see the future of your children. If we eat everything today, how will tomorrow be? Now, can I talk to the married women and to the young ladies in the house? It's when you are cooking food, please, know the quantity to cook. Because there are so many people that will cook plenty, and there's no means to preserve it. So, early as of the morning, you will see rice that will fill one big cooler like this. They're going to go and throw away. That thing that you are doing, God is watching you. And God is saying, I will not waste my resources by sending money to you again. If you are here, say amen. Part of my assignment is to tell you the truth. And as I tell you the truth, you make up your mind to adjust. Note this. God hates waste. God hates waste. John chapter 6, everyone, look at that scripture. John 6 verse number 12.
John 6 verse number 12.
Yes.
When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.
That nothing be lost, that nothing be wasted. This was Jesus. While he fed the 5,000 persons, he told them, now gather the fragments, meaning gather the remnant. Now I thought that Jesus would say, leave it. They have to gather what? The remnant. In other words, as money comes to your hand, as you remove God's own portion, as you remove money for feeding, the next thing that you need to do is to what? Invest it. Invest it. So the money is too small, I can't invest it. No, that is why I recommend daily contribution, weekly contribution, monthly contribution. If you are here, say amen. So God hates what? He hates wastes. So he said, gather the fragments that none may be wasted. Note this. Wasting God's given resources will stop the flow of resources. Wasting God's resources will stop the flow of resources. Never forget it. What makes God not to bless certain persons is very simple. Because they have been wasting his resources. Imagine a lady receives her salary, goes straight to the market. Now, how many of us have gone to modern markets? As you are going, one Igbo guy will just come and hold your hand and say, please, come. And carries you into his shop and say, this one looked on you. And if you don't have self-control, you will be very, very shocked. You will waste all your salary there. They'll bring one and say, this top, it will be fine on you. Look at it on this baby rubber. Before you discover, then they bring the shoe. Say, this shoe will match with this. I say, okay, put it. Then you test it. Before you discover, that some person, this is your life that God is addressing now. What God is saying after this service is, come to a point where you have a plan. Now, if God gives me 1 million naira, I know what to do. If God gives this ministry 10 million naira, we know what to do. We have paid for the land longest time. 1 billion comes, the building has moved to lintel level. 100 billion comes, what happened? We are doing dedication. All this work that we are giving bus drivers to bring our people from Wadata here. Next week we are going to Nyongu for crusade. We are putting everywhere we hold crusade, we are putting bus for them. Now that kind of money comes into my hand, I go straight, I will make an order from overseas. They will send us Makapolo buses. It will be on the streets to move people to meet it. There's what to do with money. So please have what to do with money. If you are here, say amen. Now, if you are in my wife's heart now, you say you are talking about ministry. Okay, if God gives me money, if God gives her money, a branch of pharmacy will be in Lafia. Because Pastor Ennis have been troubling us. That if you should come and open a branch of your pharmacy there. Very easy. Have something in your mind to do. Mommy, you have been in Wadata Market for too long. Highland Market is calling for one of your branch. Your first daughter can handle this one now that everybody have known you. You have been carrying her there, so put her there. Then you now go to Wurukum and open up Wurukum. Go to North Bank and open up another branch. So, in a day, money is coming from Wadata, from Wurukum, from what? That's how it works. If you are here, say amen. Now note this. Wealth is in haste where there is waste. Wealth is in a haste where there is waste. In other words, money is running from people that waste resources. So wealth is in a haste where there is waste. So if you have money to run from you, then be a good manager. Manage your resources well. There's nothing wrong as a young lady that before your husband comes, you already had your personal house on your own. You have already saved money. You have already invested in so many things. You are an asset. You are not a liability. Not that the man will look at you and say, okay, what do you get for a wedding? Say, no, I came alone and that's how. Is it not the duty of the man to pay everything? No. In our generation today, the man dropped 2.5 million on the table, the woman drops 1 million. Very important. Sisters, if the man wants to say, pack out of my house, he will remember that the television that's in the parlor, you are even the one that even bought the biggest one. You were living large before you got married to him. So before you would think about saying, pack, you would think and say, packing means the bed in the bedroom will go. The television in the parlor will join. The fine car outside too. So he will just say, let's settle. Why we don't encourage all of that? We want to say, be what? An asset. Tell your neighbor, be an asset. Have you not seen ladies that built upstairs for their parents? There are so many times that it's even the ladies that God even used more. I know of a family on this street. The lady got married to a very wealthy man. And all the brothers, from the firstborn to the lastborn, that man, through the lady, settled all of them. and today they are doing well. Sister, say that's my story. So that is why you to take out time to prepare yourself for your next level. If you are here, say amen. Note this. Live according to your means. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice, live according to your means. Sustain discretion. Live according to your means. That leads us to principle of good management. Points number 3 now. Be modest. Be modest. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 6, everyone. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 6.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 6.
Yes.
But godliness with contentment is great gain.
Godliness with contentment is great gain. Life is in phases. Don't ever this. Life is in phases. Men are in sizes. Know your size. Godliness with contentment is great gain. This is my salary is 10,000 naira. Thank God for my level. I'm going to use the 10,000 naira wisely. I will pay my tithe. I will move all of the kingdom investment. Why I'm trusting God for a job of 100,000, for a job of 500,000. But for the now, I will manage what I have. There were times in my life I had no covenant with Italian shoe. There were times in my life I had no covenant with suits like this. It was coat I was wearing. There was time in my life where the materials which I used to sew was 1,000 naira. You know that 1,000 naira material? If you took it inside water, I mean, if you want to wash it, you need to pour so much salt. So I've been on that level before. That was the level. But I was looking at a day that will have more than enough. So hear this, at this your level, you will not die at this level. There's another level. But for the now, manage what God gives to you. Tell your neighbor, I hear. Note this. There's no need to live above your level. There is no need to live above your level. It is lack of wisdom to live above your level. There is no need to live above your level. It is lack of wisdom to live above your level. Now you want to prove a point. Student in Benue State University, student in UA, when you are going, then you just borrow some clothes from your friends in town and say, I'll bring it in 2 weeks' time. There's no point to live your life like that. There's a wedding coming up. Say, everybody that's coming there, they are well to do. Hear this. It's not a must that you must join the Ashebi train. If your money is not up to, step back. And tell your friend, please, I apologize, but this is my level. I don't have the money for this. There are some clothes that they needed to wear to follow the lady. And they say it is 35,000. Sister, you know your salary. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. I do tell my wife that anybody that's coming to come and visit us, it is the normal way we used to cook our food. And the normal meat we used to buy, that we're going to buy. We will not go and buy goat, full goat that day and say, this person is coming. No, the one we have, just enjoy it with us. And if you are disappointed, come in the next 2 years, our level must have changed. It's as simple as that. So don't be under pressure to prove any point. Then you go and meet your boss and say, give me my 3 months salary. 3 months. 3 months. Let me. What? Meaning you have indebted yourself for 3 months, you'll be paying basic just to please somebody. Lay your right hand on your head, everyone, and say, Lord, I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. Say, Lord, I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom.
Lord, I receive wisdom.
I receive wisdom for my next level. 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 I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Note this. Beloved, don't live a fake life. Don't live a fake life. Stop pretending. Stop pretending. to be what you are not. Stop pretending to be what you are not. Stop living a fake life. Mommy, don't buy a weave on. Sisters, don't buy a weave on that is like your 3 months salary. See, my father told us, my spiritual father, he told me this. He said, Victor, what you don't have today, you have it tomorrow. So manage the one you have today. Don't prove any points to anyone. Don't be under pressure. So can I talk to all the mothers and all the young ladies? We are the ones that have the problem. You want to prove a point? I've been in Makodi. So what would they say? What would they say? Then your friend, maybe your classmate those days in school, is coming to Makodi. Then you say, we will need to lodge you in a hotel. What? Lodge you in a hotel. Just because you don't want them to come to the house. Then you lodge them in one of the expensive hotels. Now, during the season of my wedding, I was living in the pastorium. And in the pastorium, we had 2 rooms that were fixed. Then the other 2 rooms were uncompleted. Then the parlor was fixed. So everybody that was coming for my wedding, coursemate, whatever, do you know what I told them? You are lodging in my house. There's no hotel. You are lodging in my what? In my house. So when they came, and that time I just had 2 beds. One in my bedroom, the other one in the visitor's room. Then the parlor, there was rug. So I told them, you are going to bear on your body the mark of Christ. So everybody on the rug. But the senior friends, I told them to use the... There's no point to prove. I needed money to fix the other part of my life. Then somebody said, we need to do bridal shower. I said, shower in the place of prayer. Come, let's shower in the place of prayer. Because at my level, the money that I'm supposed to use for that, I'm supposed to use it for something better. Now, my wedding, we had overflow outside. But people knew me. If as a matter of fact, the schools that came, and God helped us, everybody ate. That time my younger sister was working in Indomie. They came with their van. The manager gave her plenty Indomie. So person will eat rice and order for Indomie as a souvenir back home. So there was no time to prove any points. Are you there? Now somebody was saying that we should go and rent a Jeep. That there's a pipeline Jeep. I said, see, that I don't have covenant with that Jeep. There's a Jeep in my future. I called one of my friends and said, please come with your portable car. Then I went to Prophet IG. I said, ma, my wife needs to enter your Jeep. She said, I told myself I'm going to give people the Jeep. So it was her Jeep that they used to carry my wife. So my friend said, you need to enter another Jeep. You are a great man of God. I said, the small car I want to enter. Live according to your means. So hear this. Anybody that's trying to push you, you to tell the person, leave me. No, there are some friends that can push you. I said, that watch of 10,000, it is 50. And you know you don't have the money. Let the person not push you. And any wife that's pushing the husband, and you are in this service, stop pushing him. You know his salary, allow him. And any man now that's pushing his wife, stop pushing her. If you are here, say amen. So stop pretending what you are not. As a matter of fact, I am a very plain person. In relationship, my wife was very open. If she told me, this is who I am. My parents are late. She was not faking anything. I said, she didn't even tell me about her stepbrothers. She didn't even tell me about her family, the kind of houses that they have in their village. Only for us to show up on the day of the traditional. I saw a standard house in the village. The stepbrother is a politician. Built it. So I said, God, let them not increase the bride price. I was already praying in my heart. Lord, the bride price is normal the way they told us. She just told me, this is me and my mother's children. This is how we are. So I married her because of who she was. She married me because of who I am. So sister, if that man is not ready to marry you the way you are, don't go and tell him that your father is in Abuja. Why your father is in Wadata? Tell him the truth. Tell him the truth. Hallelujah. Now there are people that are not proud of their parents. No, Me, I'm look at my mother is in the house. This is the person that gave that to me. I am proud of her anywhere in the world. Now, I was somewhere with my elder brother, and we went to a program. I was the guest. He was in that service. He do sing. When I came on stage, I celebrated that my elder brother is in the house. It's comedy and he sings. And he just finished displaying his comedy. He's a very funny kind of person. Just finished displaying his comedy before I even came in. I didn't even know. So when I came up, I introduced him. This man, the people were shocked. Your elder brother? Yes. They mean about that you are ashamed of your father, ashamed of your mother. That you are going on the road with mother. When they say, who is this? He said, it's one of our tenants. What? Is something wrong with you? Now remember that the father of Jesus was what? A carpenter. And he was proud that his father was what? If you are here, say amen. Now hear this. Anywhere in the world, I am proud of my wife. She's proud of me. There's no bargain to that. That's even part of, among all the reasons why we wear uniform, is part of the reason. If I go for a meeting, I say, please come and greet the people. Anybody that doesn't like it, you should faint. Is somebody getting it? Sister, you are in a relationship. Let me go there now. A relationship. You told the guy that you follow him to that wedding. He said, no. Your pastor is already aware of the relationship. And you are going. He said, let's buy something from Dio Brothers. Then he saw one of his friends. Then he stopped. The friend said, how you doing? I'm fine. He should introduce you to his friend. If he's proud of you. Now if he doesn't say anything, and the friend is looking at us, who is this? He said, no, later. Know that he's not proud of you. So you need to catch a break. If it's me, meet my wife. Pastor Mrs. Precious Onuche. Simple. Straight to the point. Anybody you are not proud of, meaning you don't deserve the person. If you are here, say amen. Now, how do we even get there now? Okay, let's come back. So stop pretending to be who you are not. Now, pray on this point. Be contented with what you have at every time. Brother, can I tell you the truth? You will not remain on this level forever. You will not. I assure you, you will not. Mommy, you will not remain at this level forever. There's a greater level which God is going to take you to. If you are here, say amen. Now wave your right hand to him and say, Father, I see my next level in the next few months.
In the next few years.
Now.
From now.
Can you just pray in the Holy Ghost?
Can you see the next one year?
In Jesus' mighty name of prayer.
Amen.
Take your seat in God's house. Principles of good management, point number four now. Avoid debt. Avoid, they say. Avoid debt. Avoid debt. You hear things like, I am credit worthy. Love, you remember that woman? I pass credit. I pass credit. The woman came to collect credit and said, I said, no, we don't give credit here. She said, no, I pass credit. I pass credit. Tell your neighbor, avoid debt. And let's look at the word of God. Proverbs 22, verse number 7. Proverbs 22, verse number 7.
Proverbs 22, verse number 7. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is a servant to the lender.
Is that your Bible? The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is a servant to the lender. Note this. Indebtedness is an anti-covenant practice. You know, we have covenant practice and we have anti-covenant practice. So we are saying indebtedness is an anti-covenant practice. It is contrary to the supply system of God. Now look at Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. We said indebtedness is an anti-covenant practice. Anti-covenant practice. It is contrary to the supply system of God. Deuteronomy 28 verse number 12, everyone.
Verse number 12.
Yes.
The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in a season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow.
Now look at it. Thou. It's a commandment. Thou. Thou shalt not worship any other god except me. Thou shalt not borrow. Now, Pastor, this one is hard. Yes, that is why we must obey the scripture. Thou shalt not what? Borrow. Now look at Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6.
Verse 15, verse 6.
Yes.
For the Lord thy God blessed thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee.
Now, we need to understand the scripture. It says, for the Lord thy God will bless thee. Now, Old King James said, blessed thee. Now, the Lord thy God shall bless thee. Meaning, it's an God is going to bless you as he has promised you. Then he said, thou shalt lend to many nations. Meaning, God will bless you to a point where you have more than enough. But it's on this condition. Look at the condition. But thou shalt not borrow. If I want God to bless me, if I want God to give me all that he has in stock for me, then you must come to a point where you avoid borrowing. So those that like borrowing shoe, borrowing suit, borrowing native, borrowing what else again? Borrow phone, borrow this, borrow that. Ah, please just give me 500,000. I will give you 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. If you continue like that, you are saying God should not bring you to a point where you can lend to so many nations. So if you want to lend to so many nations, then you must come to a point where you make up your mind not to borrow. If you are here, say amen. Now look to this. Borrowing is emptying tomorrow into today. Borrowing is emptying tomorrow into today. Meaning, your tomorrow, the things you are supposed to do tomorrow, because of you borrowed it, you have emptied it today. Now, like people that go to their office and say, please give me my 3 months salary, because of they want to solve an issue now. Now, they have to be cutting it from your salary, right? Meaning the following month now you can't be comfortable. The third month now you can't be comfortable. The fourth month now you can't be comfortable. As much as possible, avoid borrowing. Very important. So borrowing is emptying tomorrow into today. Now note this. It does not matter what is your salary today. If you don't follow the covenant, you will end up as a failure. It does not matter how much is your salary today. If you don't follow the covenant, you will end up as a failure. It doesn't matter how much your business is producing for you today. If you don't follow the covenant says, thou shalt lend to so many nations, don't borrow. If you don't follow the covenant, you end up as a failure. The Lord told me last night, you know, this year is our year of the rain, rain of revival and rain of wealth, right? The Lord told me that in today's service, I should still anoint the hands of people. That today's service will produce 40 millionaires. 40. 40 millionaires. So that is why the word of God is coming like this. So that you know what to do and what not to do. If you are here, say amen. Note this. Borrowing is the way to financial slavery. Borrowing is the way to financial slavery. Borrowing is the way to financial slavery. So if you don't want to be a slave, what should I do? Stop borrowing. The Lord will help out in the mighty name of Jesus. So principle of good management, as we begin to tie up now. Point number 5. Engage wise investments. Now everyone pay attention to this now with an anointing on it. Engage in wise investment and save for the future. Engage in wise investment and save for the future. Save for your future. Note this. The biblical way of multiplying resources or finances or money is true investment. The Bible way for multiplying resources, for multiplying finances, for multiplying money that comes to your hand is what we call investment. And strategic investment. Wise and strategic investment. Put it in the bracket. Because when we talk about investment, you will need to invest wisely. And those of us that have been doing online business that have not been working and you are still investing again, you need the wisdom of God. One of my daughter brought the fiancé to me and said, Papa, you must put sense in his head. He has been doing online, it has not been favoring him. Me, I did 10. I left it. I said, I'll not do it again. So please leave that online thing. I said, you bring 500,000, you will get 5 million naira. In 2 months. Now, when you hear 5 million naira, you think me doing your heart like this. Ah, I will break the record in my father's house. I will buy a car, sharp, sharp. And everything that they will say is not true. Especially that one that you will bring somebody. The person will bring somebody. Now, if I bring you now, the person refuses to bring somebody. What happens? The business is what? It's stuck. It's the people on top that enjoys it. So God is giving us wisdom here. Say amen. I did 10. I tell my wife, I'll not do again. They sent a text to my mom the other day inviting her for a global business. When I saw the text and I saw the arrangement, I said, they don't start again. So I told her, hey, mommy, don't worry. Because she sent the text to me, I said, my son, they sent this for a business, and she's a businesswoman. I said, hey, this type, the one where they collect somebody money, leave her. Hallelujah. One of my sons put on his suit one of the day. He was going to own your life campaign. So when he said, his spirit moved him to come and tell me. When I looked at him, I laughed. I said, my son, go back and pull your suit and go for your business. Say, ah, Papa, say, we have done our own our life and we didn't own our life at the end of the day. Leave this thing. That's the truth. Leave it. So I want to recommend wise investment. Somebody say wise investment. Now, in Matthew chapter 25, Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a lengthy reading. But let's see how we can run with that scripture. Matthew 25, 14 to 30. Yes.
Verse 14 to 30. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servant, and delivered unto him them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents.
Unto one he gave 5 talents. Yes.
To another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability.
Everyone to their several abilities. Yes.
And straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same.
He went and did what? Traded. In other words, he went and invested in a business. He went and trade with it. In other words, as a businessman, he went to the market and bought more goods and started selling. He went and invested the money in buying landed properties. Now the land is 200,000. He bought it and said, okay, in December time, I'm going to sell it. And when it was December time, he sold the land for 500,000. Something that he bought, 200,000. Now he has sold it for what? Now 300,000 as interest, right? So this man went to what? Invest the money. Read on, sir.
And made them other 5 talents.
Yes.
And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and dig in the earth and hid his Lord's money.
Now, what this last person did is what many of us are doing in church. When money comes to our hand, the next thing that comes to our mind is eat it, kill it. Eat it, buy clothes. God expects you that even from that 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000, 100,000, 200,000, 500,000, 1 million, 5 million, 1 billion. God expects you to save from that money or to use it to invest on something that will duplicate the money. But many a times what we do is we like packaging. Papa, I believe in packaging, right? I teach packaging here. But not at the expense of your future. Not at the expense of your future. Those days, while I was coming up, they brought a suit of 50,000 naira. Do you know what I said in my heart? God forbid. But I know my salary. Meaning, if I gather my salary that time, it will be 3 months salary that will buy it. So I told myself, what am I doing 50,000 naira suit? So I just told the person, God forbid, I will not wear. But today, I can wear it. So there's time for what? For everything. So the last man went and what? Hid his own. He went and squandered his own. He went and ate food with his own. Can I say this to us? An end has come to wasting of money. As soon as money comes to your hand now, young lady, it is time to invest it. Even in that shop where you are working, you can decide to add something to what you are doing there. That one is your personal own. From your salary, you were able to add something to it. All the teachers in the house, make demand for extra lessons. Extra lessons. Don't just be collecting 15,000, 20,000 and be happy. Make demand for extra lessons. Meet the children in your class. This one you need to teach and teach. Tell the parent, this is your son. We need extra class. It is wisdom. It is wisdom. And no matter how we teach in class, the thing don't used to enter his head. But if I have one-on-one class with him, I know God will change his life and destiny. I'm a believer, so I can. You'll be very shocked. The parent will say, okay, I have 3 children. Can you take my children? 3 children. So how much will I pay you? Sir, and I think with what I can deliver, if you give me 40,000, we can start with 40,000. Say, You say, no. It's okay, sir. What will you pay? Now, I tell you 40,000. If you are the one to price, you'll price 20,000. So, 20,000 with your salary, it has added to your life. Is somebody hearing it? What we need is wisdom. Time is going. Tell your neighbor, time is going. Now, let's read on with speed now. Next verse.
Verse 19. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid that talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said,
we are going to stop here now. Now we all know the account. The man that was given 5 talents went and traded with his own and brought 5 other talents. The man that the Lord gave 2 came with 2 more. The one with 1 went and hid it. Now, if you note, if you follow the progression of the reading, the Lord told him, he said, welcome, thou good and faithful servant. I gave you 5. We're able to trade with the 5. Now, many of us, God is angry with us. Because the last 100,000 God gave to you, you didn't do anything with that 100,000. So you are not a faithful servant. So he can't release more to you. Remember that for every waster, your next level is not guaranteed. For every waster, your next level is not guaranteed. So for the man that they gave 5 talents, he went and invested his own. So note this. The biblical way of multiplying resources or finances is through investment. Wise and strategic investment. Wise and strategic investment. Now note this. Investment is God's system for multiplication. Investment is God's system for multiplication. It is God's system. So please, carry on wise investment. Young men, today, right now, they are selling land at the outskirts of Makurdi. There was a time that Depot Street here was outskirts of Makurdi. But today, it is the heart of Makurdi. The people that bought land on this street, 5,000, 10,000 those days. Now today, there's a land we saw by the side. They told us 5 points. We need 5 million. We're trying to bargain for it. They say, okay, 450. 4 points. 4.5. Last. So what is the wisdom? Now, people that are sensitive, those that are strategic, they go to the outskirts and they buy land. And after 2 years, they decide to sell it and reinvest the money into their business. Very important. When they buy it, they fence it. I know of a few persons sitting down here that have landed property, seated down here, and they are young men, young women. So it is only you that is not planning for your future. So after this service, wake up. You are hearing the sound of my voice. After this service, wake up. I know of ladies too that bought land that are seated down here. Young ladies. They heard the sound of my voice. They started saving. There are others that their salary is 20,000, 30,000, 50,000. And why there are others? Money comes. Now, hand workers, you get money every day. Ties that money type the day you work, you will discover that God is even helping you more than the teachers in the house. More than salary earners. And many of us hand workers, money comes to our hand in bulk. Contracts come. But many of us, we are not saving. You are good in spending. Repent after today's service. We are here, say amen. Note this. Invest in multiple streams of income. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Last scripture for today. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Verse number 1 to verse number 2. Then we are going to jump to verse number 6. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Verse number 1 to 2. We are going to jump to verse number 6. Yes.
Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse number 1 to 2.
Yes.
Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Verse 6. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether thou shalt prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good.
Hallelujah. The Bible encouraged that we should cast our bread upon so many waters. In other words, open streams of income. When we talk about stream of income, we are talking about several ways to get money. Let me start with the businessmen and women now. You have a shop in Wadata, I've already said it, open one in High Level. What you are doing is you are casting your bread upon so many waters. Now, there are people that were in modern markets when that fire outbreak happened, because they had a shop in Wurukum and in High Level. When their shop burnt in modern markets, they were not crying. While others were fainting, others died. Others, they just laughed about it because there's a shop in High Level. There's another one in North Bank. For those that, it was just only modern market, just one shop, and it got burned, they started from square one. Cast your bread upon so many waters. You're a businesswoman, you do provision business. Get other items, add other things to it, minerals and whatever, add to it. People come, they buy this, they ask of this, you go and look for it and add to it. So what we are saying is, open so many streams. Open so many streams. Teachers, get so many students you can teach. There are some you should teach them on Monday, others on Tuesday. Just spice it so that at the end of the month, at least if you are a strategic teacher, at the end of the month you should be collecting 80,000. How? You are paying 20,000 in your office, then you have children that you are taking different days. And when you add all of the money, you have 80,000 there. In places like Abuja, there are people that are very strategic. And in a month, they're having 150,000 there from teaching job. Because they have other lessons that they are taking children. So I want to say this. Time is going. And time is money. Have you heard people say, time now? Time is money. So make use of your now. If you are here, say amen. Now I'm going to give us five examples. Investment. Five wise investment. Number one, invest in land. Buy landed properties as much as possible. Now, why am I recommending land? Because land is a fixed asset. It's a fixed asset. It appreciates every year. The land you bought last year, if you want to sell it this year, it has added money. So if you bought a land for 500,000, you want to sell it this year, you can sell it 800,000, even 1 millionaire. Very important. Now, we had a colleague of ours that they were just on their own. MTN came to fix Max in their compound because of they had the land. Where MTN came, MTN said, okay, we are going to buy this space. So an intelligent man went to the elderly man and said, no, tell them we are going to rent it. Empty, and they did everything for it to enter another land. It didn't enter. Meaning when they threw that their stuff, it was saying that it is here, they should mount it. And they say, okay, rent. So every year they are paying their 5 millionaire. You just sat down on your own and God just favored you. Because of you bought what? Land. Now hear this. All my land I'm going to buy. There's space for MTN Max and all the there's space. If you are here, say amen. Now you can buy a land and say, this one I'm going to use it for my secondary school. Others, they buy a land and they plant pantry. They use it for their farm, pig farm, beds and all of that. So land is a fixed asset. I want to recommend, if God has given you money, go for land. Go to the asket. When you go, you can meet me. We can give you wisdom on how to get those land. Very important. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two wise investment that I want to recommend is invest in real estate. As you get the land, build estate. Build houses. Put it on rentage. You know, landlords, they don't used to frown their face. As they are seeing you, they are smiling. As somebody is parking out, another person is entering. So every year, money is coming. Every year, money is coming. I know of a man that worked in Central Bank. Before he retired, he just built so many houses. So there are some persons that pays rent in January, others February. He just scattered it throughout the year. So every month money is coming. He's retired, but he's not tired. There are people that have retired that they are tired. No money is coming. If you are here, say amen. Now, number three, invest in education. Build nursery and primary school. Build secondary schools, build tertiary institution. Now hear this. School is one thing that stands the test of time. Your own is just make sure you get a good principal, you have a good administrator. That's all. Money will be coming. If you are here, say amen. Now number four, invest in farming or invest in agriculture. Invest in agriculture. Now, number 5, invest in transportation / communication. Let's add two together. Transportation and communication. The phones we are holding on our hands, everyday phones are coming out. So if you invest in communication, you go a long way. You can even go ahead and invest in computers, the latest computers. You can try to invest in transportation. Buy buses, buy Skycab, buy bikes and put on the road. Very important. As soon as the bike goes, as soon as the bus goes out and the bus is coming in, money starts coming. But you need wisdom on how to save. As the money is coming, don't start using it. Because a day will come, the bus will spoil. You need to repair it. So as the money is coming, you are saving it. If you are here, say amen. Last but not the least for today's service, I want to buttress on the point, save for the future. Save for the future. It is wisdom to save for the future. Reserve something for the future. Now look at the book of Proverbs. This scripture blew my mind. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 20. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Proverbs chapter 21 verse 20.
Yes.
There is treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but the foolish man spended it up.
It is said you are foolish if you spend everything. The foolish man did what? He spent everything. As money comes, he spends it. Because God's servant Paul Lennon said, when money comes, a foolish man will kill it. Will kill it. It is wisdom to invest. Now look at Deuteronomy 28 verse 8. Deuteronomy 28 verse 8. Now look at what the Bible says.
Deuteronomy 28 verse number 8.
Yes.
The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
The Bible said, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse. Write this down. The blessing of God is looking for your storehouse. The blessing of God is looking for your storehouse. It's looking for your storehouse. That means the blessings of God, God wants to bless you, but he's trying to check what is in your account. So the question is, what is in your account? Is that account that God will look out and God can bless you? Mommy, is that money that you kept in the bank? Is that money that you kept in daily contribution that God will see either you are ripe for his next blessing? So if you have not saved anything, don't get set for the blessings of God. So far, so good. I've been able to show us the keys. We said, if you want God to place resources constantly in your hand, if you want God to multiply resources in your hand, we said, be a good manager. Embrace good management. And we started looking at principles of good management. We said, number one, possess a clear vision. Number two, we said, avoid wastage. We said, number three, be modest. We said, number four, avoid debt. Number five, engage in wise investment and save for the future. Rise to your feet as we pray. Lift your voice as we appreciate God for his word. Say, Father, I want to thank you for your word.
For your word.
To me today.
To me today.
Open your mouth as you appreciate Jesus for his word to you today. Open your mouth as you appreciate God for his word to you today. Lift your voice as you appreciate God. Lord, we thank you for your word to us today. Lift your voice as we appreciate him for his word to you today. Now hear this. The reason why we pray after every meeting, it's like eating rice and you are drinking water, right? So you need the two. When you hear the word of God, it is good that you pray and soak what you have heard. Lift your right hand to heaven, everyone. Say, Father,
Father,
I receive grace.
I receive grace.
To be a good manager.
To be a good manager.
Say, Father,
Father,
I receive grace.
I receive grace.
To be a good manager.
To be a good manager.
Open your mouth as you make that prayer. I receive grace to manage wisely. I receive grace to manage wisely. I receive grace to manage wisely. Lift your right hand to heaven. Lift your right hand to heaven. Say, Father,
Father,
I receive grace.
I receive grace.
To invest.
To invest.
All of my resources.
All of my resources.
For your mother to make that prayer. I pray for you all that you have heard today. Grace is released for you to obey covenant principles.
Amen.
I decree the wisdom you have received today. It will remain on the canvas of your mind. No rest until you do the right thing.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name. Take your seat in God's house. Give Jesus a clap of praise.
We believe you've been greatly blessed. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onisha. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook at Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated. On Instagram and Telegram at Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. We love and celebrate you.